From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We begin this hour with two stories about Afghanistan, its current political situation and its political future. First, nearly a quarter of the votes cast in last month's parliamentary elections have been disqualified because of widespread fraud. NPR's Jackie Northam has that story from Kabul.
Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission twice delayed announcing the preliminary results of the parliamentary elections while it sifted through ballots from 34 provinces. There has been much speculation that fraud had been carried out on a grand scale. Today, the commission confirmed that. Chairman Fazal Ahmed Manawi said that 23% of the votes would be tossed out.
The total number of ballots cast was 5,600,000. Unfortunately, the invalid vote is about 1,300,000.
Commission officials say that more than 200 candidates are under suspicion for helping carry out the fraud. The commission says it disqualified ballots from polling stations if it found that more ballots were cast than were actually sent to the station, or if one candidate received more than 95% of the vote. About 2,500 candidates are vying for seats in the lower house of parliament. The legislative body has the potential to provide checks on any decrees by Afghan President Hamid Karzai, whether it's policy decision or naming ministers. Despite the extent of the fraud, Commission Chief Manawi said that the elections were a success.
We can very proudly say that the turnout in this election process was higher than our expectations. In the current situation in Afghanistan, that is a success.
But the scale of the fraud has raised questions about the credibility of the vote, especially in the wake of last year's presidential elections, which were also steeped in fraud. Investigators are still poring over thousands of complaints considered serious. The final results of the parliamentary elections are not expected until the end of this month. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.